Australian of the Year Geoffrey Rush says he hopes the honour will inspire more interest in locally produced cinema. The Academy Award-winning actor has been recognised for his achievements in the arts over 40 years. Northern Territory elder Laurie Baimawunga has been named Senior Australian of the Year. Young Australian of the Year is Marita Cheng. Queensland's opposition says Anna Bligh's decision to announce an election date 2 months in advance is politically motivated. The Queensland Premier says she took the decision because a report by the state's flood inquiry has been delayed. Queenslanders will go to the polls on 24th of March. More rain is on the way for flood-affected areas of Queensland and the northern parts of New South Wales. More than 4,000 people have been evacuated on the New South Wales far north coast and 10 flood warnings are in place. Wet weather is hampering rescue efforts at the site of a massive landslide in Papua New Guinea. The landslide wiped out an entire village in the southern highlands. Up to 50 people are feared dead. Work has resumed at an ExxonMobil liquefied natural gas project near the disaster. US Special Forces have rescued two foreign aid workers in Somalia. The American woman and Danish man had been kidnapped 3 months ago. Troops raided the camp under the cover of darkness. Nine of the captors were killed in the ensuing shootout. The two hostages were airlifted to safety.